afterwards. In other words, first you're telling me it's Tziva Amnes HaMishkin, that's first of all, and then you don't think it's Deicha Shabbos, it should say Bechol Zeis Eshav Shasayis Tishmeru. The fact that it's written first is it's Kilus HaAkdoma for the parasha. Another way of understanding the Smichas V'tu is that the Mishkan included all the elements. It was Olam Katan, like we spoke many times, and B'meila Shabbos is part of the Metzias. When you're including everything, you have to include Shabbos in the Binyan Mishkan also. So not doing Melacha on Shabbos in the Mishkan is sort of part of the Binyan Mishkan. But then again, that also should have been parasha should have been listed last. Shabbos was the thing that came last in the Binyan Mikdash, in the Binyan Olam. So in the Binyan Mishkan also should have come last. We have to understand the Smichas of Shabbos to here. The Balaturim brings down a remez, the Smichas of the whole parasha of Vayakal to the parasha before. So he says, since the parasha before finishes off with Kikoran Orp Nei Moshe, Vayaram Chomesol as Moshe Vinikoran Orp Panov, so since the parasha before ends with the Keren Orp Nei Moshe, and there's a Lashon Chazal that Kiruyav Shal Adam Loidoyme Orp Panim Shal Adam Kol Yom Yisah Shabbos Kumoidoyme LeShabbos, that there is no dimyan between the Haaretz Panim of a person on Shabbos to the rest of the week. Is Tzura shines on Shabbos. B'meila, you have a Tzushtol between the two. That is the what the Baal Turim finds a remez. First of all, it's interesting remez because you'd also have to understand that the bulk of the parasha is the Mishkan. And there should be the same inyan if the current Arp Nei Moshe, the current Arp Panav of Moshe is Akdama for Shabbos, Lechura should be Akdama for Shabbos of Mishkan especially. There should be something in it that's Akdama for that. But let's first take a look at that Chazal. Bechlal, we didn't have time to spend the whole musig of the current Arp Nei Moshe, current Arp Panav. I mean, it was Ki'ilu an extra credit that the Eibishter gave him. What was the inyan of it? I mean, it says Moshe didn't even know about it, and Chazal say that Kosh Baruch didn't tell him because it was Asid Lisvada, and B'meila he didn't know about it. I mean, what was the inyan? It was Stam a surplus, Stam a nice thing. What was the inyan of his Keren Arpana? Let's take a look in the Chazal about it, that it's Ein Adoyme, the Keren Arpana of a person on Shabbos on the weekdays. Chazal say like this. In the Pasuk it says, Vayvorach Elokim Esayim Hashvi Vayikadesh Oisei. Bracha and Kedusha are two opposite inyanim. Bracha is a ribui. Bracha means that something became nisrabe begromer the Shabbos. And Kedusha is always inyan of afrasha, of refraining from doing something. Sort of mitzvah's essay is bracha type, and mitzvah's lois essay is Kedusha. So what was the bracha and the Kedusha? And Chazal understand that it should be in the same inyan. So the first one is, and this is the famous, this is the more known one, Rabbi Shmuel Oymer Baruchai B'man. There was a ribui of man on Erev Shabbos that came as a result of Shabbos, so there's a ribui Mikoyach Shabbos. The Kitchei B'man, and there was a Kitchei B'man, Shalayarat Boy Kalika. On Shabbos, there was no man that came down. So in the month you have the ribui mitzad erev Shabbos, you have the total refrain on Shabbos, so you have Kedusha and Bracha, fine. And then there's a few more in Yonim that they speak about the halachas of Begodim and so on, fine. Then it says, Baruchai ve'oripon of Shaladam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevarech a person on Shabbos with the ribui of oriponim. And it says, Kitchei ve'oripon of Shaladam. And he was Mekadosh and Barpanav Shal Adam. It's very hard to understand. We're trying at least to find two different inyanim. I mean, you can't say that the bracha and the kedusha is the same. So what's bracha Barpanav Shal Adam and kitcha Barpanav Shal Adam? Kedusha and bracha are two opposites. If ha'aras panav of a person is an example of bracha, it can't be an example of kedusha. It's an example of kedusha, can be an example of bracha. One is a ribuy of a person, and one is a symptom sort of the person, like mon going twice as much and not going gold. So what's the how could it be in the same union both? The truth is there's one of the mafreshim goes through a whole girsa, the change, but that's the pashtik girsa is the way it is. There's no apparent difference in girsa. Okay, b'chal, there's a pasuk that it says the The Gemara says Baloischa. The Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos Chafes. The Gemara says Baloischa Saneiros. So the Chazal say Vechila Oiro Utzarech. Did Hakadosh Baruch would need the Oir? Valoikol Arboim Shana Holchul Oiro. All 40 years, Klal Yisrael went to the Oir of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So if Klal Yisrael went by the Oir of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be that Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs an Oir in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan? So Tais asks a kasha. A pellet. He says, what do you mean, Arboim Shana, they went to the Oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, the whole world is being Nahug by the Shechin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taisus understanding that we're talking about Oyer in a more figurative sense. We're talking about Ashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, what do you mean, those 40 years were the only time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mayor of the Oyelam? That's the Lashon of Taisus. So Taisus gives a teretz that there was a special anhaga of the Anan and so on. That's his teretz over there. But actually, yeah, let's try to understand the Gemara attacker. What's that going to pshat? Star Boim Shana have a yichud that's called La'irahu Hoylech, whereas the rest of the time it's not called La'irahu Hoylech. So let's explore. There's a pasuk in Koheles. It says Chochmas Adam Toyer Panav. A person's Chochma. Light, it a person's chachma causes his face to shine. It's true in a sense, but what is the inyan? How do we understand that facet of chachma that it causes? It, the current Arab name Moshe is really a mini. Everyone's ha'aras chachmas adam toipanov is a mini of the Moshe Rabbeinu. So where is the union of chachma and the aras panim? It's tam an extra. It's an extra. Where's the aras panim? Where does it come to be? Where does it come lebitui al yedei maisa? There's a pasuk in the same way. There's a pasuk in Tehillim Ches. It's the pasuk that deals with Brias Adam and Malachi Asharis. The Malachi Asharis are complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'enosh Kisiskirena. What is it about a person that you held him royal to become a nivra and so on? So Chazal. So the pasuk points out the extra knech, the special yichud of what is Adam. Why is that the kitrug on Adam? It says, Hoyd v'hoda tatrehu, you crowned him with hoyd and hoder, with like kainei hoyd, the same lashon. Hoyd v'hoda tatrehu, koil shata tachas raglov, and you put everything under his feet. You made him ruler of the entire world. So the Algravena brings down it doesn't bring a mocker for it. I don't know where I couldn't find it in Medrash, but he says Hoyd v'hoda tatrehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned a person with Hoyd and Hada. So Chazal say that is so the Yerushalmi brings a Medrash. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, that it says Kikara and Oyer Panav. That's Koil Shata Tachas Raglov, you caused everything to be under man's control, under man's rule. That's the Chazal of, that's the Pasuk of Shemesh Begiven Doim. That Yeshua became the boss over the world. He even took the Shemesh, which is the Chura. The Shemesh is the highest, most ruchni in the Kuda, in the Bria, in the physical Bria. That you also put under his feet. It's interesting that the Shemesh of Yeshua, it's also a form of Oira. In other words, there's a Hoyd v'hada tatreyu, which is the Oyer, the current Oyer Pnei Moshe. And then there's the hoyd v'hoda, there's shkoil shata tachas raglov, that you forced everything under Yeshua's feet, which is the kfifas chama to Yeshua. So you have a split between two inyanim. You have the hoyd v'hoda, and Emes it says like that. It says when Adam Arishon, before Adam Arishon was chayte, his panav was mechahe pnei galgal chama, his face outshone the sun, and afterwards he lost it. And if you think about it, the edelkeit of the expression Chazal, we'll see in a second, but we'll come back to this point in a second. The Tzuras Adam starts, you know, as a person consists of many, many layers and steps of bringing, of effecting changes in the world, bringing something to the world. The highest nekuda is chachma. Everything that a person does, if it has a shem ma'isa adam and not a misasik, it starts with chachma, and it winds its way down in the various stages of planning and bringing the plan to fruition until the person does the ma'isa. So the normal mahalach of chachma is that the chachma itself is hidden. The chachma itself does not in any way show itself. You can't read another person's mind. The chachma, like we spoke a few times, the chachma itself is not visible. But as the chachma becomes more and more concrete, and the person brings it more and more into the olam ha'maisa, so from the maisa, you make the person's chachma. Seif maisa machshav etchila. When a person looks at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's maisim, he first sees the gevaldike chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says. When a person sees the gevaldike hashgacha, how, you know, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person sees how hashgacha leads to something, he lemafreya sees the thread of chachma. But chachma itself is invisible. It doesn't have any mitzvahs. It comes to fruition in Olam HaMaisa, where we see it as the sheirish of everything that's going on in the Bria. That is the main tzura of Chachma. There's another tzura of Chachma. For instance, let's say a person has a pipe that feeds water to someplace else, to a faucet. A tank that feeds water to a faucet. So the way where I know that water was in the tank is when I open up the faucet and I take out a glass of water. So I realize that the water came from a tank, went to the pipes, through the faucet, and here I have it. There's another way. If I feel the tank itself and it's sort of bursting with the amount of water it has in itself, it's full with water, I can feel it. Another mushel. A person, I know that a person is alive and his heart's beating and throbbing and the systems are working by the fact that the person does, accomplishes, goes, all of a person's activities. On a different scale, the heart itself has no beat to you. The heart itself doesn't do anything. But if I put my hand on the person's heart, I can feel the throb of life in it, in the heart itself. So that throb of life is really, it's not, doesn't become maisa, but on a lateral way, you know, it's the normal mahalach, the ikar mahalach, the chias of the heart, is to go down into a person's, his hands should move, his feet should go, he should talk, he should do and create and so on. But if I, in its mucker itself, I also have a way to touch it and to get a feel that there's a chias in it. So on the one hand, it's very vague. It's not like the chiyus that becomes a ma'isa, where I see the ma'isa adam and the chiyus takes on a very physical avush so that I see it clearly and it's palpable and tangible. On the other hand, it's much closer to the sheirish, and it's a ha'ara ba'alma. Ke'ilu, I feel life. I have a feeling there's life throbbing there. I don't see it in its tangible form, but I feel it ki'ilu, I can tap the chiyus in the form of a ha'ara ba'alma. In the tzuras adam and deepa eifim, which is from the seichel down, not from the heart, which is still physical, in the heart, obviously, you can't feel a throb, you can't even feel that. It's not something physical. So the normal mahalach is only to be makis seif ma'isa mashav etchila. But there is an eifim that's parallel to feeling the person's pulse or throb of his heart, is the panim of a person. The panim of a person has in itself a certain amount of transparency, has in itself a certain amount of edelkeit. It's not as coarse as the guf is, and over there it's nicker the person's chachma through ha'ara. If I look at a person who's a chacham gadol, I'm nispoiled from the maris panim, even though I really didn't hear any divrei chachma. I'm not closer to understanding any divrei chachma. In the b'china of chachmas adam toyipanov, there's a tfisa in the ha'ara, in the person's chachma through the lateral ha'ara, not through the vertical hishtalshlos of going into olam ha'maisa and becoming a maisa, but the same way like the heart has a gilui in its very mucker by just a feeling of vibration, there's a feeling in there's a ha'ara of the seichel which becomes chochmas adam tarpon. That is that mahalach. So you have a mahalach of chachma that goes down into olam ha'maisa and becomes nikud that way. And you have a mahalach of ha'ara which stays in its mucker. In a sense, it's not useful. It doesn't accomplish anything, but it's there, and it gives a gilui on the person. What tachlis does it have? First of all, the answer is that even without a tachlis, it's a sign, it's a symptom. You know, if the person himself has a coarse face and a coarse look, so then one or two things. Either the chachma is taka not there, or the person is so megushim that it's master behesta is seichel. But it's a sign more than anything tangible. There's another inyan. The inyan is the l'mashal. There's an inyan of kavod talmid chacham. What's the inyan to be mechabed talmid chachamim? The teretz is because a person in order to learn chachma, you have to shtalzuch tzu to the talmid chacham. A person, or to chachma in general. I mean, ladach talmid chacham. To chachma, if a person take a person and tell him, here's divrei chachma. So if the person is not a chacham, so he couldn't care less for it. You tell him a very nice svara. You tell him a nice pshat. You tell him a nice halacha. You tell him an oimik. You tell him a gosha. There's no kli kibble. How do you give over a kli kibble to the person? Where does the person get his first chukah? It says in the Chazal said in Kisisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chachma lechuchmisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave b'kol chacham lev. It says I gave chachma sati chachma and das lahavim. So Chazal said HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chachma only to chachamim. So it's a vicious cycle. So where do you start from? So the teretz is the kvod of chachma. If a person is spoiled, he sees a child sees a adam gadol, he doesn't have a clue to the divrei chachma themselves. But he's nispoiled. If he has any lachluchus of his pilus, he's nispoiled from the horus panim. He's nispoiled from something in the tzuris adam. So the person says, oh, I want a shalzach tzu to it. Similar in a bad way, the Elisha ben Avuya, it says that his father, when he saw the kovid that the chachamim had by his bris, they saw the ash that came down, which was a haras panim of sorts. He said, oh, if this is chachma, I want my kid to learn it. So it says there was a missing in Lashem Shemayim. That was, he was enthralled with the kovid and didn't shell a tzu to the chachma. But the shelling tzu of the person to chachma is only shayach if it's meyer panav. If there's a ha'ara that comes out and the person can be spoiled from it even without touching it and feeling it and really having a rise, but simply listening and seeing the ha'ara, that is pilus, moves a person closer. The halach of kavod chachamim is called v'hadarta pnei zakin. In other words, you have to shtaltzu the hoyden hada to the pnei zakin. Zakin is zeshekan chachma. The seva is the one who's old. And the seva takum taka, but v'hadarta pnei zakin. The same panim, the haras panim, is the makam of the makar of kavod talmid chachamim. Because kavod talmid chachamim is that the person can shtaltzu. So the kavod is, if a person realizes its chshivas, its importance, and so on, the person, a mashal in Mila D'Alma, a child wants to be a doctor. He has no clue as to what it's about, but or he wants to be the president, or whatever narishka he has in mind. But he sees the huha, the chshivas, the importance. All he sees is the lateral ha'ara of the kavod. When he sees this, he asks it, so that's where the person is mushpa from. And then he has to go through slowly the process. The metzias of, so in a sense, the metzias of ha'ara is a metzias that is not in the olam ha'maisa. In the maisa chachamim, that's maisa chachamim. Then there's the ha'aras panim, that's where the olam ha'maisa stops. The There are a few mitzvahs like that. Adam Arishan, it says, Hoyd v'horet atrehu. The first thing that Adam Arishan, it says, was B'Tselem Elikim. The Tselem Elikim, before you even get to Bechira, before you even get to Maise Adam, the Tselem Elikim is that there's a Ha'ara of Pnimius that shines through his Chitzonius. That is Tzuras Adam Be'etzem Atzem Yusei Be'yoyim Hibarai. Secondly, there's an inyan where the person is shoiled on the world. When a person, Lamashal, it says, when Adam Arishain, before he did a chet, it says his galgal panav was makhe galgal pnechama. It overshadowed the shemesh. So Chazal bring us Moshe and Yeshua with a tremendous digduk advarim. Both of them overpowered the sun in two different ways. Moshe Rabbeinu was pnei Moshe k'pnei chama. It was karen or panav. It, the pshat was his ha'aras panim was machher the or pnei chama. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's diary. Yeshua was a yerida, and therefore it says koil shat tachas raglov. Yeshua had to say shemesh be given doim. He did a ma'isa dibur lefachas a ma'isa, and b'meili was koif the shemesh with a ma'isa. So you have two ways of overpowering the Shemesh. You have Moshe Rabbeinu where his ha'aras ponim is makhe pnei Shemesh, and you have Yeshua that physically forces the sun and holds him, twists the sun's arm, so to speak, and holds it up until he finishes his ma'isin. That was the b'chinas ma'isin. The same thing, even in Kol Shata Tachas Raglov, there's a gewaldic similarity in the two. In Shemesh you have both. And in Kol Shata Tachas Raglov, there's a tremendous hevdel. By Kayin, it says that he was afraid of the animals, because once before he did a chet, there was a haftacha of chitoscha will be a ma'acha, will be on all the animals, and therefore a person's etzem ha'aris ponim is koyfer daita in ritzonai on all the balachayim. Once he was chayte, you had to give him a bow and arrow. You had to give him something to defend himself with. You had to put him in ois, whatever it was. You could not rely on his aris panim. So, on both sides, in the hoyt v'aret atrei in the shemesh, you have Moshe's shemesh, Moshe being koyf for the shemesh through aris panim, and Yeshua through a ma'isa. And in kol shat atachas raglov, the yachas of redu v'kifshua, the yachas of a person of the whole world before the chet, Adam Arishon was able to be koifer daita of the world with his aras panim, because chitascha ma'acha will be on everyone. After the chet, you needed ma'isim. Adam has a guf with chachma, and it can be ma'ishal on everything, but not with aras panim anymore. Those are the two mahalchim of chachma of a person. Just like the panim in a person, we saw Devin Ezra a few weeks ago. Devin Ezra says that people will ask me, I think he says this on Ketani Moich also, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meloi Kol Olam, what's the name of the Mishkan? So he says, just like by the Guf, the Neshama is Meloi Kol HaGuf. Nobody will say that the Neshama occupies a particular Dal Amis, but the whole person is suffering with the Neshama. And yet, there are certain parts in the person that are especially, that the Neshama shines out, so to speak. That's the Mitzvah. So the per part of the person that the neshama shines out specifically is the panim of the person. That's the makom ha'aras panim, like we're speaking about. That is in Tzuras Adam. In Tzuras Mishkan, in Tzuras the klal, it's the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a makom where it's a place where the ha'aras panim of lamaila comes out. The asura nisim in the Mishkan, everyone asks, how come you had this nisim going on? We have a klal that nisim are not elevatola. Whatever you can do without it, you don't do. The Teretz says it's a mistake. The asura nisim in the world is oilam ha'maisa. In the world, maisim exists. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating fireworks where there's no need for it, no Elba Maisa, is a Maisa Levatola, and Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Maisa Levatola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not play with Nisim, only where it's needed. That Klal applies to the entire world. So the same way a person who's a Chacham, just like he will do things that are smart, he will also not do things that are stupid, and you know, he only does things with the Mahalach of Seichel. On the person's panim, the chachma is nosuch 24 hours a day. Because it's there. That's the makam where the skin, so to speak, the michse, the masveh is thin. It allows the ha'ara of the pnimis of person through, and it comes through. The makam in the world that had such a matziv was the Mishkan, or the makam HaMikdash. That was a place where it was a place where it was kaviyochol pnei shchina, and that's where the ha'ara was there because the gashmius was exceedingly thin. The asura nisim is not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu broke out with asura nisim and he did 10 nisim that were extraordinary. In the Mishkan, it's like a person who, if his skin were to be transparent, he would see the veins and the muscles and so on. The Mishkan was a place that was transparent more than the world, and over there you could see the ongoing asura nisim. The Mishnah listed as one. There's Asara Mamaris. In the world, you see Asara Mamaris because HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down and it's a Maima, which is a Dibur, and it becomes a Metzias of a Maisa. In the Mishkan, you see Asara Nisim. You see the Nisim that lie within the Maima. That's the Asara Nisim in the Mishkan. And therefore, the Mahalach in the Mishkan is called Shalosh Par Masana Yeruah, they call Zechurcha. So Chazal Darshan Yeruah and Yireh. It's a makam of re'iyah. This is where you see. The ha'aras panim, the place where you can see chachma, and chachma in this sense meaning the pnimiyas of the bria, is over there. So it's a vague ha'ara. It's hard to describe what you saw. It doesn't come to olam ha'maisa really. But yours as pnei ha'odna Hashem alakei Yisrael. The pnei ha'odna Hashem alakei Yisrael. The panim, the ha'aras panim is there. Shalos panim, Yeruah calls churcha. And it says Yiroh is Yireh. It's a place where you see, and it's called Pnei Hashem Al Kei Yisrael. The Panim Kaviyoch VaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mokum, the Panim is the place that's more transparent than the Guf. It doesn't have in itself the Atimus, the thickness, the material thickness of the Guf. It's not obtuse. It's a place that's transparent, and you can see it. The makom in the week, the makom in so that's the makom mibchinas a place in the world, and that's why Klal Yisrael had two tkufis. When Klal Yisrael went in after the midbar, when they settled in Eretz Yisrael, the entire mahalach was an oilam ha'maisa. They settled, they worked mitzvahs at luyis ba'aretz. They did melchama. The chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah became mechuba to oilam ha'maisa. In the midbar, it was a matziv with faket. The ikar was the riyas pnei Hashem al Yisrael. The ikar of mahalach was that Kleisel went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechtich by midbar beretz lo yizeruah. It's not a world of maisa. It's called a door of daya. The whole door was basically a door that was involved only in daya. There was no out of the maisa. So when the Gemara says the kol arbayim shana ba'oyrei they went. Means that it was a special hanhaga of oir that the door went with. When Tosis asks, it's a different b'china of oira. The oira of the Mishkan is an oira where it's the haras panim kaviyachol. It's where they go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechtech achai b'midba b'eretz lo yizeruah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim al panim. They weren't in the olam ha'maisa. In Eretz Yisrael, the anoga afterwards is a different anoga of hara. It's a hara that becomes, that goes into olam ha'maisa. It mitzad the days of the week. Let's give it another mashal. Let's say a person has a pipe, and the water flows, and it goes out into a faucet. It's not very nicker, you know. If you put your hands on the reservoir, on the pipe, where it's going, there's a certain feel of chias, like we said. If a person closes the faucet, then the pressure starts becoming very immense, and you have a much stronger feel of the water in the reservoir or in the pipes and so on. Shabbos, when Shabbos is closed off in Olam HaMaisa, so that means that the Chachma becomes bottlenecked at the level of Chachma. Kitshayu Baruch Hay Ba'aras Panim is true, both is true. The Ha'aras Panim is a result of two things. On the one hand, it's a Kitshay, which is a miyot of Olam HaMaisa. There's less mahalach of Maisa mitzad the Chochmah. Chochmah doesn't come down to Olam HaMaisa. There's no activities. B'meila, there's a ribui, there's a bracha in Ha'aras Panim. It says L'mashal in the Zohar, it says in one place that Shabbos is a day for Chiddush Torah. I would assume Lafuke, the Mahalach of Lasuk Shmaitzir V'Hilchasa. There's another Makom Nazir where it says it's a Yomid in Nishmasa, and it's a day that's more Mesugal for Torah that's Pnimius. The Torah of Nishmasa, which is assumed to be more Pnimius than Torah. The Pshat is the Torah of Shabbos is also like that. But the Torah B'derach Klal, the flow of Torah is into the Olam HaMaisa. It starts with Torah Sheb Ksav, Torah Sheb Al Pen, Asukah Shmaitzeh Bilchasa. That's the normal Mahalach of Torah. Torah contains in itself also a Ha'ara of Chachma that's not Miyuchid to Maisa, but Chachma itself shines as Chachma. And that lies in the Torah of Nigla, in the Torah of Halacha. It lies in Chiddush Torah, but the special Ha'ara where a person understands a deeper Chelik of Torah, that's one. And secondly, in more so, in the Chelik of Torah that's Miyuchet for Nishma Sodom, in the Chelik of Torah that deals Taka with the Panemius, that's the right time for that Torah. So you have Shabbos, which is a mahalach of Chochma that is Kitshoy and Birchay. That's the Meshulash of the three Nekudis. The current Orp Nei Moshe and the Tzivri of Shabbos and the Mishkan, but all three of them have in themselves, they're all a Pchinas Ha'aras Panim. They're not the Pchinas, forget, the Mikdash was the type of place that became Yuchad for the place of Maisa. The Mishkan was taka something that was miyuchad for that kufa of kol arba'im shana la'iri holchu. Those are those three inyanim. And that's why Shabbos is the hakdama to Mishkan, because fakert, it's telling me what Shabbos was given already. So what Shabbos is in the oilam in the oilam of zman, the Mishkan is going to become the oilam of makom. And it's a hakdama that the kitcha and birchay should apply there as well. There's a halacha in Hilchas Deis, a very interesting halacha. The halacha is the Hilchas Deis has five prakim of what a person, how a person should be knowing himself, not in particular maisim, but in general directions. It's midas, it deals with midas, kas and gaiva and so on. All these in yonim, the general mahalchim. The Rambam brings it as a kim of a mitzvah's essay of alachta b'drocha. That's the mitzvah under which it's all listed. And the Rambam says it's a chiyuv for a person to shape his ways that they are on the derech Hashem. That's the Rambam, the way he brings it there. The Rambam brings, in after Perek Vav, I think it is, he brings a new alacha. He says, "Kishem shetamid chacham nikar b'chachmasev de'oisav." Just like a chacham is nikar by his chachmas days, a tamchach should be nikar b'maisav and so on. And he gives a whole series of anhagis that a tamid chacham should do, which doesn't apply to other people. If it's a halacha in Hilchis Talmud Torah, the halacha is Talmud Torah, how a tamchach should act and not act, so he should bring it in Hilchis Talmud Torah. Hilchas Talmud Torah are those halachas that Talmud Torah wants to be knowing himself. There are all sorts of halachas of being meichal kavod and kavod a rav and kavod a this, kavod that. That's a whole series of halachas. What's this? And also, it's interesting. Is there a tzivri on the Talmud Chacham to be nikah differently? So let him say he should be knowing himself. The Rambam does not say he should be knowing himself. The Rambam says he should be nikah. It should be apparent on the person. The teretz is the whole area of Hilchas Deis is a tchum of where a person's deus, you're not talking about maisa mitzvahs, but you're talking about lamashal. If we're not talking about a person screaming at somebody, we're talking about the pnimius of it, the kas relationship. Now, screaming at somebody might be mutter, might be os, mal bnei chaveroi, talmid and rav, avin bnoi, and so on. Here we're talking about, but mitzad But what does the person's face look like when he's screaming at the person? There's one shaila, am I allowed to scream at him if it's to Ellis? Am I allowed to scream if it's not a to Ellis? Am I allowed to scream at him if it'll be mispayish? Am I allowed to not scream at him if it'll be mamrit? Those are all prati maises that are not be'etzem in Hilchus Deis. Hilchus Deis is, it could be you're right at screaming at the person, but does your face look like a bal chochma who with great tsar is being mechiach, a person of lesser chochma? Or does it look like an animal enraged? The Hilchus Deis by from Kloli deals with the Das Adam, with the Chochmas Adam Toyapanov, the whole, the Tzuris Adam in his Kolest upon him of the Adam. We're not dealing with the Maisa. So in that, since that's a direct product of the Das Adam, there has to be a hecker between a Chochm and not a Chochm. It's a Shleimus in Hilchus Deis. If Hilchus Deis are not dealing with the Maisim that the person are doing, but they're dealing with the Chachmas Adam Toyapanav that shines through the Maisim. This person is a Kaisen, this person is a Baltaiva, this person is an Atzlan. We're dealing with what does the person look like as a person when he's doing these things. So a Talmud Chacham has to have a hacker. If he doesn't have a distinct hacker, then either his Hanhagas Hilchus Deis are off, or his Chacham is off. It can't be not like that, because all of these anhagas are the product of the chachma shining through the tzuras adam. So the Rambam is saying he's saying it as a matter of fact. If a chacham is distinct from other people in the level of chachma, then he has to be distinct in the arispanim. Since it's something that's more ilchurit, it doesn't seem to be a mais like we've been like the Rambam. In the Olam HaMaisa, it's first of all is the understanding that it's a genuine midah, it's a genuine measurement. I mean, of a person's stature. There are maisim, you know, there are all sorts of halachas that get to Talmud Chacham as distinct from other people. So sometimes there's an inyan. The Gemara says, l'mashal, if the person v'kol echad can be a Talmud Chacham for this inyan. The Gemara says in Tainis, d'abatanesim, certain things. A person sometimes if he's misnayg b'chitzonius. In a way that is cheshiv than him, it sometimes acts as a spur to lift him. True, that's a pedagogical inyan. We're talking about something a person has to understand. And faket, it's a lot of times a person's oikid biyadayim. If a person doesn't see an tzura or as panim, so it's a real shaila if there's chachma there. The fact that the person is doing the maisim. It may be the Maisa Koyf Balma. Maybe he's imitating someone else. If the person is doing everything like all the like everyone else, all the big tzaddikim, and there's nothing on the person's haras panim that shows that there's a cheshav person there, so it's a pirch on the person. How come that you don't see that ha'ara and that ziv on the tzuras adam? The where's the current oyer panov? If you're learning with real teichin, if you're davening, if you're doing a maisa chesed, why don't I see you're a great guy and doing good things for people? Why don't I see anything in the way of a tzuras rachmanis on the person's face? Meirich Yisa, there's ki'ilu a shita sort of that. No, everybody's the same. What's the difference? It's not like that. If a person has a genuine feeling that it's passing it, so it doesn't pass. Yes, it's true. And it's not a steer. Is it right? Is it wrong? The Ram in these in Yonim, when you're talking about how Efshel HaHachmir, and the Shacharach says, Muta Asa Efshel, Bal Nefesh HaHachmir sometimes, but those are halachas that apply to everybody. Once it says Bal Nefesh HaHachmir sometimes, but the reflection of the Aris Adam, when you're talking about Anhoga Kololi,